The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Whom is probably the correct English. I owe you the underscoring stories of the day. I owe you an overview, and so we'll get at that. It's the Monday morning Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you believe we're halfway through the month of September? The Ides of September are upon us, the 15th of the month. Ken Kessler is here, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn to go through the issues of the day. Your comments at 888-302 Doug. That's A. B. On social media, facebook.com/today, Twitter at Good Day. I was going to say Twitter. Almost swallowed that one. Twitter at Good Day. And email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Rich. All of us, not together, individually, at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Secretary of State John Kerry, with his long nose and long face. That was an unnecessary comment, but it's my observation. It has nothing to do with the story of him putting together a coalition, so he says, of nearly 40 countries. What does that mean, nearly 40 countries? Is it 38, 39, 36? Why don't they just say, this is more, this I'm not even into the discussion of what they're talking about to try to do or undo, especially since the latest beheading. The Brits are all worked up about this. I don't know what the Brits are more worked up about, Kenny. This would be the question to ask perhaps one of them. Are you more worked up if you're connected to Britain, or the Brits themselves more connected to the Scottish vote on Thursday, or the beheading of a British citizen by ISIS? Which of those two seems to be more important? I would, I'm venturing a guess that Scotland is more important. As a matter of fact, I think without a question, without a doubt, the Scottish, that could, it basically could destroy not only the fiber of the British Empire, there's not much left anyway, but because all of the nuclear sub bases are on the coast of Scotland, protection for the British Isles, theoretically anyway, kind of goes out to sea, if you'll pardon the pun. Anyway, so there's that. So supposedly X number of countries have agreed to contribute to this fight to defeat the militants before they gain more territory. What the hell are we waiting for? You know where they are. I was watching on the plane coming back from Los Angeles to Boston last night. I watched six episodes of Scandal. And one of the things that I found interesting, and I think maybe you can go to 24, you can go to a lot of television shows and have action, problem acknowledged, problem seen, problem handled. So if they can do it on television on a limited budget, why can't they do it in terms of our military on an unlimited budget? Only because they're fussing and fiddling and finagling and falling all over each other because of politics. Go get these bastards and blow them to smithereens. What's the big deal here? What, the big deal is that they're bad guys, but what, is there no leadership to put these groups, these coalitions together? We just talk, yak, 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 yak. There was some air strikes, weren't there, over the weekend, Kenny?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The extremists, people are asking the money question here. This group, because they have controlled, oil and a couple of banks, and they're dealing in human trafficking as well, they are extorters. They're just all around, just horrible people, all the more reason to be blowing them to smithereens today. Not arguing about nuances, how we're going to fly there. Just go get them. I don't get what the deal is here of fiddling and fussing around. I got one of the stories here which sort of really annoyed me as I read through it, the essence of how complex things are in the Middle East. So it's no surprise that these goals that we have established, and for a change, I'm not criticizing the Obama people because they're not really the problem. There is a straightforward goal here to destroy these bastards. Get rid of the extremists. But because of the age-old rivalries and the nod and wink political culture where they lie to even each other, but mostly to Westerners. So here Kerry gets the backing for the principle of going after these people in the Islamic State. But getting assistance is another matter. Lip service. So that's why I said what I did about the 40 countries. Who's really in and who's really out? And why do we care if we have a coalition? Blow them up. So most of the problem, by the way, is in Iraq itself, where the Sunnis don't like the Shiites don't trust the Sunnis, and on it goes. They don't trust, and again and again and again and again and again, the landscape is clouded because the Sunnis aren't inclined to help the Shiites. Saudi Arabia has come out against the ISIS group. Egypt says, we want none of this extension. Let's see here. The Egyptians and the Saudis, however, have not been able to come together to make any kind of direct move or to offer assistance. The issue pops up everywhere, all over the place. So this is the behind-the-scenes crap, at least for the time being. And some of these people were early on, like we were, supporting some of these people who showed up now on the bad side of the coin. But don't you get, it would be like, and it happens in our country too, in essence. It does happen here. Because the Republicans will undermine, they'll say, yeah, to one deal. I don't know why I'm using or continue to use the television analogy, but riding out to Los Angeles on Thursday, I watched four or five episodes of House of Cards. And that's the only time I have to watch TV, so that's a good way to get caught up on some of these shows that are interesting, actually, when you get to them. So then in the House of Cards, there's all of this intrigue, backstabbing, double-dealing, the treachery of working together to form coalitions, Republicans, Democrats. Whether that's the way it is in real life, I'm guessing that it is closer to the truth than not. So we do the same thing here. There is a promise to help, there's a handshake, and then it blows up. So, and the credibility the United States has over there has waned, and because we have discredited we went into Iraq when it was not popular at all in the Middle East for us to have done that. So now they've got that on the back of their minds. The Pakistanis, the various other groups that are in the region of Afghanistan. This is something that is very much a part of what we don't understand about the region. And by the way, there's so much colonial era animosity. Remember, the British started all of this, the Dutch, the French, the Germans, when they divvied up the Middle East. Iraq was a creation of the British aggression in the area, the European aggression in the area. The Shiites were never with the Sunnis. The Kurds were never. They were all separate entities in separate political realities. They didn't like each other. They never have. So you've got all of these things that we sort of tend to forget about. And then, you know, the Assad regime, which we were trying to get rid of, they're not, the people in Syria, they're not that worried about the beheading of a few Westerners. A couple of more beheadings, as far as most of them are concerned, would be nice, because they don't like Americans. They don't like America because of what they have done in Iraq. And then you bring the Israeli question into it and all of the hoopla over there this year, and you got all of this stuff, this angriness, this opposition. So, it's understood. So if we did it on our own before, why aren't we doing it on our own now? We're thinking about, right? 888-302-3684. Political Islam is unpopular as well. The Egyptians, the Libyans, the Moroccans, all these people that have basically Islamic countries, they don't like radicalism. They don't want the governments run. I mean, look at what's going on around. Iran is very unpopular, too. So anyway, that's what's in the mix. Like it or lump it, what is the old expression, digest it or dump it. That's what's going on in the Middle East today. And it's a kind of, it's very frustrating, isn't it, for all of us to understand what's going on, why you see somebody else beheaded 18 after on Monday's good day.
Issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 eczema lotion. Feel the heal.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, going back to this date, 1993 is the year Mariah Carey's album Music Box reaches number one on the charts in the UK and the US with a big success. The single from that album, Dream Lover, was very successful for her. What other cuts in this album, Kenny, were good beside Dream Lover? Remember?
I'm not a huge Mariah fan.
I know when it comes to pop music, I think she's as good a contributor as anybody in this modern era of rock. I can't tell you that I can identify a lot of her songs by name, but I kind of still like and appreciate what she has done or continues to do, actually, to contribute to music.
She's really, for a decade or so, she was everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So, including lots of beds in Hollywood.
She's probably looking for a new one now that she's off in Nick Cannon. Apparently they're on the outs.
I don't get anything. I don't get him at all. I really don't. I mean,
he seems like a nice guy. I mean, yeah, but a very likable guy.
What does he have for talent? What kind of a...
He's a singer. He's one of those boy band R&B group guys.
What boy band do you belong to?
I don't know. I gotta ask Jennifer on that one. I'm not
all right, boy
band guy.
We can find her. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have a story today at DougSteffen.com about U2. I think we talked a lot last week about U2. Are they released? released their latest album, Free, on iTunes. Was it last Wednesday, Thursday, Kenny? It seems to me we made a big deal out of it Thursday morning, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So now...
When Apple made the big announcement.
Which was Wednesday morning.
Wednesday, okay. Thank you. So this was a surprise for a lot of people. Songs of Innocence is what it's called. Not only has this done well for them, but apparently they've seen the U2 brand has seen a dramatic bump for the songs like this that are in the catalog. CDs are in their catalog. An unprecedented number of U2 albums have now entered iTunes album chart since the launch last week. 24 of the band's titles reached into the top 200. Wow. 18 single albums.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. 18 singles out of these albums in the top 10 in 46 different countries. Wow.
You know, I went and watched football with about 8 friends yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of us in our
40s. You had that many friends.
Yeah. I got them all together. Half of the table had downloaded the album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
Girls and guys.
Really?
Yep.
And what did you start to say?
I don't think I started saying
anything. All right. Okay.
Information that I heard yesterday is that there's actually going to be a second album released at some point here in the near future.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently they had enough songs, they did a second album, and it should be out before the tour starts next summer.
They have reached a 500 million customers in their target market. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, since people uniformly agree Ronald Reagan was a charming guy with a high EQ, can his policies of Reaganism survive without Reagan?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. A happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Admirers and critics agree that Ronald Reagan was a very charming guy, but can the policies of Reaganism survive Reagan?
Yes, I think it can. I think one of the greatest attributes that Reagan displayed that I remember that seems to permeate the Republican Party today is he had character. He obviously knew how to, as a former actor, to compel his audience to listen to what he had to say. And I think that his shining city on the hill really did inspire people. So yes, Mark Green, you still can't have Reaganism today.
Well, I certainly agree with Ron Christie that his character was sterling. I don't know that Reaganism as such, I'm not sure that it really exists today. The thing that fascinated me about Perlstein's book is the central question of how it is that the Republican Party went from being the party of Nixon and my father to the party that denies evolution, that thinks that carrying a gun into a kindergarten class is a good idea, that thinks that climate change is a big hoax just fabricated by scientists worldwide. How did it make that transition?
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
33 minutes after the hour. Singing our way or bringing our way into your world. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Over the weekend, we always ask the top 10 talk topics of the previous week, what for you was most important. And as if you're just joining me, I spent a few minutes talking about the ISIS problem, dealing with it, the finagling around that Kerry has to do to get agreement in the Middle East, at least from people who we would like to have participate with us. We don't need them. We could do what is necessary on our own. We obviously blew up half of Iraq in 2002, 2003, until a couple of years ago. So we had the ability to do it. We don't want to put troops on the ground, but yet we've sent in hundreds of American troops to sort of, quote-unquote, assess the situation or protect American interests or whatever it is. But anyway, you told us, 36% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com, that this ISIS problem was the number one issue, and the president's address focused on this was the number one issue for you last week. 21% of you continue to be concerned about our immigration policy, which seems to have, we've noticed, and I think we acknowledged this in a conversation on Friday, that, you know, in essence, the number of people coming across the border has dwindled. There was a surge for a while, and now it's down to much smaller numbers. Let's see. Other controversies from last week. 12% of you said you thought the elections, fall elections, were the most important issue for you. 10% of you said the 9/11 anniversary. I was sort of surprised. I thought that would be number, well, not number one, but closer to the top than it was. Let's see here. 9% of you said the Ray Rice controversy was number one. 8% the global warming debate. 6% the Scotland secession referendum. I'm thinking that a lot of you don't understand. I didn't understand until I really read into it over the weekend what this does, not just to the United Kingdom, but to the safety of the Western world. I think a lot of you, a lot of us, as usual, are moderately insular, don't understand how intertwined activities around the world are, how easy it is to for us to forget what else is going on around the world, even though we have accessibility and information that is presented to us. This is a very bad situation, at least on the outside from my perspective, from the outside looking in. The Scots are upset because they don't get a fair share of a lot of the oil revenue that is in Scotland, a lot of other things that seem to be bugging them, but that's one of them. The British have taken them for granted for 300 years, so many of them think. And I can understand that, too, if you look into the realities here. But most of the UK sub-bases are on the Scottish coast. So if Scotland votes on Thursday for independence, all those bases go away. And the Prime Minister will have to resign because he won't have enough support. His support comes from, it's kind of a complex thing. Again, if you don't understand British politics, or at least he even makes up the British, the Irish and the Scots and the British themselves, that's all that's been left for a number of years, because Canada's independent and Australia's independent and South Africa's independent and all of these other places that were part of the worldwide British Empire, long since gone. So what is left will be nothing. The UK will no longer be the United Kingdom. It'll be England and Ireland to a point. So that's it. There's nothing. And so people are scrambling, wondering, why haven't we talked about this before? I think there's been a lot of talk about it there. I'm not even sure how much talk there has been about it in England, frankly. Well, why don't we see, Richie, see if you can get a hold of James Whale, will you?
Oh, okay.
And let's try to go through this from his perspective. At any rate, that's one of the issues. 888-302-3684. Kenny, in terms of our own social media over the weekend, what has been the number one overriding? I'm looking at the results of the poll for the talk radio topics. That sometimes is reflective of what the audience is thinking in general. Sometimes what we get in terms of input from people is not necessarily consistent on social media as what people would respond or how they would look at things on the web. So what do we have going on there that's number one today?
Probably a tie, ISIS and Ray Rice.
Really, still Ray Rice. What is new about Ray Rice? Anything?
The new news is that he's going to appeal.
Huh.
He says that they already gave him a punishment, and now he's getting punished twice for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be the NFLPA, the Players Association, and having to go to the fence for this guy?
Having to go to the fence for this guy? I wouldn't want to be going to.
How do you
want anything to do with the guy?
As a Players Association, you're there to defend all of the players, and any time that they get suspended.
Okay, so Richie, here's the analogy. The unions in Los Angeles for the school department, when they went to bat for the guy who put his sperm on Weetabix or cookies or whatever it was and passed it around his classroom. They had to stand up for this guy and lost every ounce of credibility they had with pretty much anybody and everybody. And so isn't this the same thing? Same kind of
pretty
thing,
much.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
How could you stand up and go to bat for this guy? He's a crumb bum. So, but there have been other people who have been pretty rotten.
The other thing that everybody's talking about with this is Charles Barkley. And I have no idea why he was on the NFL Today yesterday on CBS.
Barkley's a basketball player.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why would he be on the NFL?
That's your question? Because he's one of their sports commentators, and he usually says something outrageous, so they figured, okay. So they bring him on to talk about this, and Barkley basically says, listen, if you are black and you were raised in the South, you were whooped, and you were whooped with a switch. And I think Jim Rome was interviewing him, and he's like, yeah, but there's a fine line between, or there's no fine line, there's a line between being whooped and abuse. And Barkley said, yeah, there is, but I'm just saying, it still happens today. Kids will get whooped down there, and you will get a switch.
What's that got to do with the guy punching his wife in the, his fiance in the mouth?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm on to two different things here. I'm on to the
Adrian Peterson.
The Adrian Peterson thing.
All right. You want to explain that? Just
Adrian Peterson was basically taken off of the field by the Minnesota Vikings because he was spanking his son with a switch.
Oh,
and
I saw that. Yeah,
the kid came out with welts and scratches and whatnot. So Barkley came, not to his defense, but basically just to talk. So here you have another NFL player suspended for another thing that's, and everybody's talking about it.
Ah, well, maybe it's because he had a concussion and his brain's been rattled.
He apologizes for anything that he did. He said he certainly didn't mean to harm his son. He turned himself right in whenever the charges were put up against him. But
who brought the charges against him?
The local police.
How did they know about this?
He had a doctor's appointment, and they found the scars and the scratches.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Another reason these people... I've said I'm becoming redundant, and I'm becoming tired of what my own response is to this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just, why in the world do these people get so much support? And it's all about money. That's all it is. It's all about money. It's so hypocritical and hypocritical as well. 888-302-3684. So, Kenny, you want to drop some other... You didn't give us... You think you just said it was between those two, and then I went off on the... Very right thing. And by the way, just hold on, excuse me for a second. Charles Barkley is on these shows because he says outrageous things?
Yeah.
That's why they have him on?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that mean when those of us who remember back to when Rush Limbaugh was hired to be a commentator on the Monday night?
Monday Night Football, and then he got fired.
He about the first quarterback.
Night, McNabb. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hello. We have a double standard, or what Barkley and the others are saying isn't quite as outrageous as what Limbaugh said, or is there a white black thing here?
I see what you're thinking. Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a black commentator last week who was suspended for making comments about the Ray Rice thing. I don't remember his name because I'm just not that much into sports.
Here's the follow my thinking. I'm no expert in this whatsoever. I'm in the outside looking in, and I see all of these white guys
Barkley's
who
black,
get,
he gets yeah. pass.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
There was a lot of uproar on this on Twitter and on social media about what he said. I don't know. I mean, I don't think when it comes to kids, you get a pass. But he certainly did talk about the black community in the South and mm-hmm. getting a whooping.
Okay. So could a white guy have said that and had the same response? Because we all know, many of us know, that that is what goes on to a point, not just in the South, but in a lot of places. And the white people do the whooping, too.
Yep.
So we become so focused on racial... it makes me sick. I'm so tired.
It's very interesting. I mean, think about 20 years ago. I mean, Barkley has a point, that he's like, I don't want people telling people how to raise their kids. And, and Rome was like, hey, man, when it's a beating, Barkley's like, yeah, you're right. But we've gotten to the point where you cannot yell at your kids. You cannot spank your kid.
That's the other side of it.
You can't do anything.
Caution, danger, danger.
Threatened to being arrested.
Yeah. Yep. But we all ever heard those stories. No question about it. All right, let's tell another story here, shall we? The story of what the American Heart Association says about omega-3s. American Heart Association concluding that omega-3s decrease the risk of any kind of sudden cardiac death tremendously, decrease the growth rate of plaque, lower blood pressure. For this reason, I recommend to you the best fish oil product on the market by now. You have heard me underscore omega, I'm sorry, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. That's the omega 3 pure to the nth degree product. 100% potency and purity. That's what the studies show. And a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio. That may be a little too complex, maybe a little bit too much statistical information. That doesn't make as much difference as knowing that omega-3 content in Omax 3 Ultra Pure is 16 times that of which you would find in the average krill oil supplement. One dose omega-3 in Omax 3 Ultra Pure is 16 times stronger than a krill oil soft gel. And the soft gels in these blister packs, by the way, very handy. I'm taking them every day. I give one to Charlotte. Meredith takes one. Absorption, freshness, faster results, no fishy burps. That's why you want Omax 3 Ultra Pure. The clinical studies are clear. This is really the best product around. Sharpens your mind, your mood, your memory. Omega-3s stop inflammation. The best omega-3 is Omax 3 Ultra Pure, according to the research. So, let's get to work here. You need to try this product out. And the great thing is that you get the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. Again, I'll give you the number. 800-316-7918 for your free month of this amazing product. You know, I'd be asked to pay for the shipping and handling to you. That's not a big deal. Free, 800-316-7918 for the product. Or go to Doug4, D-O-U-G, the number 4, omax3.com. So here are opportunities galore for those of you who are having little achy, painy stuff, and maybe your mood swings have been a little more radical lately, or you're forgetting more things, all that, or your doctor says you got to do something about the inflammations in your body and high cholesterol that affects your heart. All of these things addressed by Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which you get by going to Doug4Omax3.com or dialing 800-316-7918 for your free one-month supply.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure for those coping with Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Studies show that eating breakfast may lead to improved nutrition, improved concentration in the morning, and better weight management. Since less than half of Americans eat breakfast every day, Belvita is making breakfast a priority for everyone. From September 15th to 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Belvita fans can earn cool morning win-inspired swag, like coffee mugs and yoga mats. For your chance to win, tweet during the specified times using the Morning Win hashtag and featured product hashtag listed at morningwin.com. Belvita will unveil a new prize and its hashtag every 30 minutes between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Each prize comes with a box of soft-baked Belvita breakfast biscuits, which provides nutritious morning energy. Enjoy with a serving of fruit and non-fat dairy for a complete breakfast. For more information, visit morningwin.com.
And make sure you're following at Belvita on Twitter.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, wake up, rise and shine, boys and girls. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Wake up yourself.
Hey, hey!
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Boys Club today. Jennifer somehow or other couldn't get connected to us, or we couldn't connect to her. So it's back to the pillow pounding for her. Very professional. Professional pillow pounding. That's good. Kenny is here. Richie is here. And so is Shelley Palmer, who's a technology entrepreneur and expert. He's going to talk with you about whether you ought to get Apple's new iPhone 6. To be or not to be. Richie's already done that, so he's not going to have to listen to this. But to do or not to do, that's the question we'll answer in a moment here on Good Day.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160, and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
As 9/30/14, coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit, new line port in, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge, $350 via Visa prepaid card, and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. For the network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes, Sprint, and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promo, restrictions apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When you talk about hacking, you've got to remember there are all kinds. When a Russian crime ring amassed a billion stolen passwords earlier this year, it was an example of the kind of hacking that poses a real threat. There's a whole other kind of hacking, though, which is what we saw recently when a bunch of celebrities had private pictures leaked online. Essentially, this is cyberbullying, where hackers are all trying to one-up each other and prove they're the big kid on the playground. I don't believe that any of the people who hacked these photos have the power to hack into Apple. They had the power to hack some weak passwords. Because of that, we're reminded how important it is to use strong passwords and to make sure you completely trust everyone who may have access to your accounts. And most importantly, if you take a picture of yourself that you don't want the whole world to see, guess what? The whole world is going to see it unless you don't take the picture. It's that simple. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories of the last century.
Come on, sweetie. Let us blow out the candle.
And today, the CDC recommends vaccines to help prevent more than 15 diseases.
Happy 12th birthday.
Vaccination is important, not only for babies and young children, but throughout your entire lifetime.
Happy birthday, Mom.
To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, talk to your healthcare provider or visit lifetimeofvaccines.com, a public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, we're bringing you greatness with our limited-time game day sampler, crispy onion rings, cheeseburger slammers, fried pickles, and mini corn dogs. Wow, there's a recipe for some kind of good-tasting disaster one way or the other. Woo, man, that's heavy stuff. All right, so in terms of other technology news, the group of engineering students in Australia, the University of New South Wales, has spent this past year creating a robo-couch that will spin you around to your heart's desire while you are watching television or wanting to go to the refrigerator. This is good. This is a college project, folks. It was something that they spent their whole year working on. It fits quite nicely down corridors and lifts. It cost $2,802 for what they've developed. They've begun marketing this robo. It's a robot couch. So it moves. If there's anything that would make you lazier, I guess that's part of what you're supposed to do in college, though, right? Figure out how it is you can not have to do anything. That was one of the things I remember in college. You try to get away with as much as possible. Not me.
Especially when you have cool toys in your dorm room.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But who can afford a $2,800 robot couch? I'm sure if they make more of them, the price will go down. But that's a new technology for college students.
And you see the frats chipping in all to buy one for
right.
For the frat house.
Right. Uh-huh. Instead of buying a keg of beer, we're going to buy a robo couch. Ouch to the couch. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.